is from the money exchanger, and is only if it fell from after his counter, from the table where he is, further between him and the table, then it belongs to the exchanger. But any time the money is found either on the table or else in front of him, then we say the money are elishalay. Then we say the money came from somebody else, and the person is miyayish, because it's a makim sharabim mitsuyim shum. Therefore the person was miyayish already. Then it says the Mishnah, lakeach peres mechaveroi. If you buy fruits from your friend, and you find out that there's money inside the fruits, so since there's no simon on the money, you're allowed to keep the money. But Omer Resh Lakish, Mishum Rav Yanai, Loishonu, when do we say if you buy fruits off your friend and you find some money inside it, that you're allowed to keep the money? If you buy the fruits off a merchant, a tagir means like a person that buys from other people to sell. So in other words, it wasn't really his fruits, like Rashi says. Shafu lokach tfu azumi anashim harbei. He also bought these fruits from other people, and he doesn't know who they came from. So therefore, we don't know who the original owner is. Therefore, it has no simin. Harei l'shloi, you're allowed to keep it. If you go to a private person and you buy fruit off him, and inside it you find some money, so then you have to return it. Like you know it's his money, so that you have to give it back to him. The same thing the panel on the front of Rav Nachman. That Leishana, when does our Mishnah say these money you find you're allowed to keep? Only if you find it, you bought it off a tagger, off a merchant that buys some other people. If you buy it off a private person, then chayav lahachzir. And then for sure you know it's his money, you have to return him his money. Oh, Malay Rav Nachman, v'chi balabayis biyatzmai doshein. Like even if you brought it off a person, is he the one that worked on the tfua that threshed the tfua? In other words, he has a lot of workers. So even if you buy it off a private person, who says it's the owner's money? Maybe it was one of his workers' money. That when the worker was working on the field, dash, making this wheat, he lost money, and the money got mixed up with the peris. So even if you buy these peris off a private owner, who said it's his money? Maybe it's his workers, and since we don't know, you should be part of him giving it back. Omalei said, back to Mr. Mayu, take it out then, you take it right. Omalei said, no, don't take it out, it's good what I said. To Targum Asis, know what Mishnah is talking about. We're talking about that this private owner, his workers were avodim, or shvachas. Then all the klal is, mashakoneh, the konarabi, blow belongs him. So even if the money was from his workers, it also belongs to the balabas. Therefore, if you bought payers of such a person, so like you know for sure the money came from him, so about you have to return it to him, since you know who the owner is. Other Mishnah says, af hasimlo hoisa v'klal, kol elu. A cloth, a clothing, a jacket, is v'klal v'mitzah of hashavas aveda. If so, v'lom yotzis, how come the Torah has to talk about a simlo separately, like we'll soon see the posik? Is yotzis lahakish aleh, comes to make a hekish here, leimeloch. The teacher's like this. Ma simlo, just like a clothing. Miyuchedis, shiyesh bo simonim. V'yesh v'toivim, like a sound clothing doesn't come by itself. Somebody made the clothing, and somebody owns it. And it has a simon, every cloth looks differently. And there's an owner to it, it's not like Hefka. Is af kol dova sheish by simonim. Anything that has a simon to it, v'yesh loitoivim. And it has an owner that's still coming to claim it. So, chayav lahachris. Then there's a mitzvah hashavas aveda. So, chur, it means lafuke Hefka. But that alone, the chur is pshita. Now, you don't have to return something that belongs to Hefka. Who should you return it to if it's Hefka? See, after Rashi, the Mishnah says, af kol sheish by toivim means, lemute midi diyadin and veid miyayish. That if you know for sure the owner was miyayish, then you're potter from returning it. That's what it means. It has to be a case of a toivin. Means that the owner still wants it back. Then there's a mitzvah for Shabbat Aveda. But if you know for sure the owner was miyayish, then there's no more mitzvah for Shabbat Aveda. Now the Gemara says, "My bechlal kolelu." Where's this klal about mitzvah for Shabbat Aveda? The Gemara says, "Omar Rova." The klal is the klal of the pasuk that says, "Kol aveda sachicha." Any aveda of your friend, if you find it, you have to return it. So that's the klal. So why does the pasuk say simla? It comes to teach us, just like a simla is usually something that has a simon on it, and the owner is not miyayish, he has to return it. Oh my Rav, Rav says like this, Lomali the cost of Rachmon is shor, chamor, sev, a simla. And this pasuk of Kol Aveda Sechicha, it says, you have to return a shor, a chamor, a sev, and a simla. What do we have to have all these four words for? So we need all four of them. The cost of Rachmon is simla, the third would just say you find clothing. You have to return clothing. Have, I mean, I would have thought to say, Hani Mili, when do you return a jacket? The Eidim, the Gufo, the Simonim, the Gufo. If you have Eidim that can recognize the Gufo, the jacket belongs to you, they know this is your jacket. Or they know they have Simonim, the jacket itself. Then they return something to you. But you have to have either Eidim or Simanim in the goof, in the actual thing that was lost. We'll soon see Lachuk is something else. About Eidim and Simanim, this will be the Shal in the Gemara later. Whether we say Simanim is the Raisa or the Rabbanim, we'll soon see. If the Satis said that after we return an Aveda with Simanim, it's only Midi Rabbanim. But Midi Raisa, you have to bring Eidim. That Eidim recognize and know this is your cloth. How do they know it's your coat? Because the Eidim recognize that they have a Simin in the clothing itself. Avol Chamor the Eidim, the Ukuf, the Simanim the Ukuf, I'm alai. Let's say you lost a Chamor donkey, and you don't have any Simin in the goof of the donkey itself. You only have a simon in the saddle. You only could say a simon, I know this is my saddle. Or you have Eidim that know that this is your saddle. Maybe then, maybe the saddle you get back. But maybe that's not enough of a proof to give you back the chamor. Maybe we won't return the chamor. The Torah would have just said similar. I would say you have to bring a proof to the actual object you want to get back. But when you want to get back your chamor, and you only have a simon in the saddle, maybe that's not enough. So, maybe you don't return it. On this, Kostar Rachmon, the Torah writes separately, Chamor. No, after similar, the Torah still says, there's a mitzvah to return a Chamor. What is the word Chamor teaching us? Tiafilu Chamor b'simoni ukif, even though you only have simoni upon the saddle of the Chamor, for that also will return the Chamor to you. Or else you have Eidim that say this is your saddle, then we'll give you, return you, the Chamor also. Now, Shor v'ser, the Kostar Rachmon lomeli, why does the Torah still have to write down the Shor and the Sefer? The Gemara says, sure. You know why it says the word sure? Even if you shear off the hair of the tail, that also you have to return. So Rashi says, Shafilu sar, shevislaif hazon of yachter. Yeah. Please ask the question. Please ask him, Taima, in Yeshba shevapruta pshita. Marashah, if the hair was worth the wool, the Rashi shevapruta pshita. The Yemeimba shevapruta, Hamatin lakamam yeshav, there's no mitzvah shava if it's less than shevapruta. Pishleim atay says, Yitzruch, shechayiv legoyzah zabita. The Chiddush is, still, you have to shear off the wool at the right time. Apple, peach, shema, shavafruta, the shagodza. Even though maybe right now it's not worth a shavafruta, but since it'll add up to be worth a shavafruta, you still have to return it. That's the chiddush over here. That shor teaches us even the giza, the wool, off its tail. V'seh, what's the pasuk say? Seh for? L'gizaisa, stand to shear off the wool off the hoe, or seh. Since the Gemara is a kasha, it's a kasha. What do you have to, what do you need to psukim for then? The lift of Rachman is shor. Let the Torah just write the word shor. Tiafilu legizas novoi, that if you find the shor, even after shear off the hair of its tail, that you have to return. If so, the kol shukain se legizaisav. For sure I know if you find somebody's a sheep, then of course when you shear off the wool, of course you have to return the wool. So what do I need the word seh for? With the word shor alone I would know. Not that I have to return just the hair of the tail, so pshita I have to return the wool of the whole animal. So that's true. The word says extra. We don't know why the Torah wrote it. Elu amarava chamor debor l'Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that he holds bor is chayiv on kelim, so then we don't know why the Torah wrote the word chamor. Like in the Torah by bor, it says v'nofal shama shor oy chamor. So we dashin shor v'lo yodom chamor v'lo kelim. That's the way the Rabbanan dashin. But if Yehuda holds that a bor is chayiv on his kelim. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a kasha. Why does the Torah have to write the word chamor by bor? And here, it said, the aveda l'divrei akel kasha. Why does the Torah have to write in this pasuk of simlo, shor, sen, chamor? The word says extra. In the pasha of aveda, it's a kasha. What do we need the word say for? For the Gemara, why? The aim, let's say, l'glolam u'diyosa. Maybe it's come to teach us that even when you have it, you found an animal, and the animal lets out, it's a glolam, the junk that comes out of the animal, the manure, maybe you have a chiyus to return that also. Maybe that's the Chiddush of Seh. So Gemara says, L'glol mudiyos. So Gemara says, no, Gilol le'mafkurim afkalu. That's for sure a svar with the only Zmiyash on that. He doesn't expect anybody to matriach themselves, to bother themselves to bring it back. So for sure the only Zmiyash on the manure that comes out of the animal, so you can't say there's a chiyus to return that. Fred Gemara, but for Dilma le'simonim mudiyos. Maybe the word says, come to teach us that if you just have a simon on an object, even though you don't have Eidim, also will return it to you. Because really, the boilam will soon see that the shal on the Gemara. Where will we have it for a suffix? Simonim the Yiraisa the Rabbanin. That we return an Aveda. If somebody gives you a simon, is that me the Yiraisa that was Seimech on Simonim? Or maybe Yoni me the Rabbanin was Seimech on Simonim? So why don't we say that's what the Pasuk says there? Therefore, Kosrachmona says, the Afilu Simonim Adrinan. The Simonim the Yiraisa. Maybe the Torah has come to teach us that yes, we will return it not only with Eidim, but even just if the owner comes and gives you a simon, he could tell you it's red, it's blue, he could give you Simonim. So Mar says, no, that can't be pshat. Amri, I'll tell you like this. Midik toni lohu, toni le simonim gavi simlo. Since in our Mishnah, when it says the word simlo, It says already, Masim lum yechadish yesh basimonim, tikatoni masim lum yechadish yesh basimonim, v'yesh latoivim chayv lahachriz. If so, we dash in the af kodar sheish basimonim, v'yesh latoivim chayv lahachriz. Anything that you have simonim, and also toivim means that the owner was not miyayish yet, he still is coming to complain that he wants it back, you have to return. If so, shmamin is a proof in our Mishnah, to say, lovely simonim udiyosa, that the word se is not coming to teach us halach is about simonim. Because halach is about simonim, we learn out from the first word of simla. And on that gufa, we have a suffix in the Gemara. When we learn out from the word simla, we return something with simonim, does it mean yadavka has to have edim? That edim know it's yours? Or maybe no, it's enough just for the owner himself to come and give simonim. So therefore, that's still a suffix in the Gemara. So you can't say that's what the word se is coming for, because as a mashma from our Mishnah, all hilchas simonim we learn out from the word simla. So therefore, we're blind when akasha, the word se is extra. We don't know what it's for. Tana Rabban, what about this? The pasuk says, "Asher toivad," something that's lost. Pratli aved the shem b'shavapruta. If you find an aved that's not worth the shavapruta, you don't have to return it. We have Yuduayme umitzasa. The pasuk says umitzasa that you find it. So pratli aved the shem b'shavapruta. If you find something that's not worth the shavapruta, you don't have to return it. The more my benai, what's the difference between both? And they both say the same halacha, just a different pesukim. Amar Rabbi, true. Mashmoyes darshanik v'nei. Don't have kamina. Which pasuk you learn out from? Ma nafkalei from the word asher toivad. Asher toivad is mashma was lost. A double choshev. So Rashi says she take kru yaveda. Mashma is something choshev. That's where the shafruta. But ma nafkalei mimitzasa. Finding it also, you have to find something double choshev. Now the Gemara says lamai de nafkalei mi asher toivad. Well, the word when asher toivad. I but homitzasa my avidlei. The Torah still says homitzasa. You have to find something. What to do with that word? With that word? And the Gemara whom you boil the krav noi. Needs a krav noi halacha. The yama krav noi homitzasa. The Torah says the word umetzasa, the osa liyodei mashma, that it comes into your hand. So he learns that we hand the Gemara of the Kama, that he learns that the umetzasa, you only have a chiyuv Shabbos Aveda by an Aveda of Yisrael, but not an Aveda Kanani. By a goyish Aveda, you have no chiyuv to return it. And he says umetzasa, even if you picked it up already, still you don't have a chiyuv to return it. Like I would have thought to say, just if you find the goyish Aveda, don't touch it, you don't have to return it. But maybe once you pick it up, you have to return it. He dashes on mitzasa, and mitzias called even after you pick it up. And still the Torah says, only achich, only your brother you have to return, not shell goy. That's the word of mitzasa does. For the moral of man, the nafkalov in mitzasa, hay asher toivad mayavadlei, what does he do with the word asher toivad? Mi borda lekli Rabbi Yechonon. Yom Rabbi Yechonon shom shem minichoi. Minayin laveda shishot fenor. How do we know if the river came and overflew and took away things? She must tell us that whoever finds it now is allowed to keep it. Shenemar, the pasuk says, kein tassel uchol aveda sechicha asher toivad mimenu. Anytime you find something that's lost from your friend, you have to return it. Or mitzas and you find it. So we dash him. Mi shavudah menu mitzui yetzikolodim. Only something that's lost from the owner, but it's found by other people. Then there's a mitzvah sashabas aveda. But yotzitzuzua goes out here in a case where the river took it away. Shavudah menu v'yenu mitzui yetzikolodim. When the river came and took it, it's not found anybody. The river or the ocean overflew and took away your objects. That time is called loss from everybody. So such an aveda has no mitzvah sashabas aveda. That's what the pasuk says on mitzasa. Asher toivad. That has to be lost from him, but found by other people. The Yiddish Gemara says, "Hod Rabbi Yechonon minolei." How does he know Rabbi Yechonon's halacha? Not mimenu from the word mimenu. Shetoyved mimenu has to only be lost from him and not from everybody else. The Yiddish mimenu lemashmul. He doesn't use the word mimenu. Rava says, "You know what the difference is between the two of them now? Pruta shehuzlu ikivenayu. There's a difference. Not like a bayit just says mamosh mamash mashmoyes dorshin, but Rava says there's a difference in halacha." That if the pruta shuzel, when it was lost, it was worth a pruta. But when you find it now, it's not worth a pruta anymore. Man diyama mi asher tovad. One was up in the pasuk asher tovad ika. The ma'aser would be a chiyav hashava. Because when it was lost, it was worth a shava pruta. Even though when you find that it's not, you still have a chiyav hashava. Well, man diyama mi vetsasa from the word of mitzasa leka. There won't be a mitzvah shava saveda. Because at the time when you found it now, it's not worth a shava pruta. But the Gemara still, Laman diyom asher toivad, even if you dash in the word asher toivad, ha'avinu mitzasa, the Torah still says a mitzasa. So it's mashma, still has to be worth a shavah pruta at the time when you find it. For lucky here, it won't be. So that can't be a difference. Havad you be potter to return at the time you find that it's not worth a shavah pruta. Elo, the difference would be like this. Elo, pruta shehukru, ika benayu. When it was lost, it wasn't worth a shavah pruta. Now it became worth a shavah pruta. That would be enough gemina.